Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
China's marriage rate has plummeted to its lowest level in almost 40 years, and the country's fall in its birth rate has been even more dramatic. So why are Chinese singles postponing settling down? I'm joined by Dennis Staunton, who's China correspondent with the Irish Times. Dennis, thank you for being with us this morning. So the marriage rate excuse me, is at its lowest rate since records began. How dramatic has that drop been?
Well, it's really been, it's dropped by half more or less in the last 10 years. So if you look at, say, 2013, there were nearly 14 million marriages in China. And then 10 years later in 2023, there were just about 7 million. And so it's really cut in half. And the birth rate has been similarly dramatically reduced. So that's also basically cut in half.
Now, you spoke to some young Chinese people for a recent feature on all of this in the Irish Times. What did they tell you?
Well, they were telling really various stories about why they were reluctant to get married, and also the pressure that was on them from their parents. And so this guy that I was talking to, he is kind of very eligible in terms of the Chinese marriage market, because he's from Beijing, and being from Beijing brings certain benefits in terms of social welfare. But also, he's an only child, and his parents have a number of properties. So do both sets of grandparents, all in Beijing. So he's going to be very eligible, but he basically spends most of his time playing video games late at night, and his parents started to get a bit impatient. So they set him up on a date with this young woman, and they kind of liked each other, and they would go out dating every weekend, and everything was going quite well until the parents kept asking questions about it. And how's it all going? How did you get on today? And it drove him mad, and he had a huge argument with the parents and then stopped seeing this woman, which seemed a bit unfortunate. But anyway, he was kind of saying that he kind of felt under this kind of pressure from the parents. Others say that they feel that as soon as they get married, then they're immediately going to be under pressure to have a child. So that's sort of on the male side of things. For women, quite a lot of them, they find that, say, they're in their 20s and they're having a decent career, and they really just don't want to stop. They don't want to settle down. They kind of feel as if they're living their lives as sovereign people, and they're willing to sort of postpone all of this for a few years. But that, again, it sort of they find themselves under a lot of pressure from parents, mm-hmm. because they're the only child usually.
And what about the economics of the whole thing? Because youth unemployment is very high, isn't it? Close to 18% in the summer. Are young people shying away from marriage for financial reasons, or because of a nervousness perhaps about their financial future?
There is that. And certainly, if you think about this generation who are kind of emerging from university now, a lot of them basically spent much of their university years during the COVID lockdowns. And now they're coming out into a kind of an employment market, which is not very good. And so China is producing more and more graduates every year, and about sort of 10 million every year or thereabouts. And yet, the jobs aren't really there, or at least good jobs aren't there for them. So that's one factor. The other factor is just the pressure of the education system. The idea that sort of you bring a child, a child is born, it's expensive to raise a child in China. And also the education system is extremely competitive. It all leads towards this kind of final school exam, like the Leaving Cert, but it's much, much more highly pressured than anything we know of. Mm-hmm. And so much of your life depends on it. So a lot of it is to do with that.
And of course, the one-child policy ended in 2016, but there seems to be a hangover still, is there, from that policy, in that people are less inclined now to have more than one child, or even one child, as we see from the declining birth rate.
That's right. The one-child policy was lifted a few years ago, and it became a two-child policy and then a three-child policy. And now really the policy is please have a child, the government has been introducing some incentives, financial incentives, to try to help with all of that. But there does seem to be a reluctance. And it may also be that actually, because so many people have grown up as single, as only children. That you know, what one parent was saying to me was that she was worried that actually they're not used to socializing, in a sense that they're not used to making the kind of compromises that people are used to if they're growing up in families with lots of other people in them. And also, you know, since so much of the attention from their parents and their grandparents is on them, it just, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on. So I think that, you know, for all of these reasons, the one-child policy is having, as you say, a very sort of lingering hangover effect.
Well, Dennis, thank you for telling us about it. Dennis Staunton there, China correspondent with the Irish Times. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.